Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Synergenetic Living Radio is a conscious reality creation journey. Tune in as Rick and Grace Paris teach you the innovative approach and new philosophy that will shift your entire paradigm of what it is to be a human being. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. As a shaman for 20 years, Rick Paris has been guiding people to fuller existences since his first workshop in 1995. He is well-versed in a wide variety of healing arts, including being an Enneagram expert. Grace Paris serves synergenetic living clients powerfully and beautifully by embodying the fundamental role of a feedback provider, graciously guiding people to their own realizations and higher purposes. On this show, Rick and Grace will share with listeners the key to unlocking the infinite potential of human consciousness in order to create a life of preference. Learn to author your own destiny with Synergenetic Living Radio.
Good morning.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're with Grace and Rick Paris, and you're listening to Synergenetic Living Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour, and we're going to help you experience a totally new paradigm, motivated out of love, no more tough love. It's going to be an awesome way to grow and evolve. So today we're going to be talking about the awakened adult, spiritual adult.
Yes, we're going to be talking about the awakened adult, which is not a grown-up. Most people are in the zone of grown-ups in the planet. And this isn't meant to be derogatory or putting anybody down. But to be able to be an awakened adult means that you had a transformational shift in consciousness since adolescence. You want to say anything else?
Yeah, adolescence is kind of the freebie, right? Because you go through this chemical shift, your hormones.
From childhood.
Exactly.
When you're in childhood, your first transformational shift is a chemical one. Your DNA hands it to you. And you basically feel empowered. You know, everybody knows what it felt like when you started puberty, and most people didn't have a very comfortable experience with that transformation. That transformation was unconscious. So it was kind of dropped in your lap in a way, but it gave you a taste of what the power of being an adult would feel like. Everybody gets wounded. It's an important step in your process to get this Icarus. The myth of Icarus is that, right? He got full of himself, powerful, flying through the air. He got too close to the sun, melted, and came crashing down. That represents the soul progression of a person being wounded. That's the deepest cut you've ever experienced when you were an adolescent. What the adult needs to be able to do to transform that experience is to be able to heal that in themselves. When you've healed that wounding, you now understand how to incorporate the positives of that experience without the negative aspects. You know, like, I just don't trust anybody. You know, I never loved like I did the first person I loved. These kind of energies need to be incorporated into the adult. So if they're not incorporated and I haven't made a transformational shift away from adolescence, which I assure you in today's society, very few people have gone through. If you look at the news and you look at the geopolitical landscape, all we see is a bunch of teenagers. I mean, even the fact that Donald Trump, you know, called him the little rocket man. It's like, why would you antagonize somebody? It's like high school. They're not adults. They're not allowing the dignity and the respect that people are demanding today. People want respect and dignity because it's what's lacking right now. And adolescents don't have that for each other. They don't have any dignity. They don't have any respect. By the time you're a teenager, you're lucky to have compassion. Compassion is something you learn because it's born of sorrow. little kids will rip the wings off things and kill things. And you realize, oh my God, they don't have any compassion. It isn't until they learn compassion. Compassion isn't natural. It comes out of the sorrow that you feel for your negative impact. So adulting, you see lots of posts I do, you know, quite often see on Facebook, I'm tired of adulting. I'm over adulting. That's an adolescent. Even though it's funny, it really is coming from the perspective of adolescent. Adulting is hard. Adulting. Because the adolescent has to adapt, constantly adapts, constantly changes. That's why most people who are adolescents don't have any integrity or character. You know, we cheat on each other in relationships. We don't do what we're supposed to. We walk into work late every day. You know, people constantly stuck in this adolescent paradigm. And our world is really pushing us to grow up, to be more responsible, to understand that the impact that we're having, not only on the world around us, but on more importantly, on each other, on ourselves, on our personal selves inside, because the adolescent is always trying to come up. I mean, I had a long discussion on Facebook around somebody posted something referring to having a pause. Oh, you should pause before you open your mouth and take a minute and check. That's the adolescent. The adolescent has to decide what's the right thing to say here because they inherently don't know. They're mimicking. They're adapting themselves according to structure and situation rather than coming with the structure, coming with character. Character is the ability to abide by your own set of rules. Integrity is the frequency that I adhere to that set of rules. So to be a person of character and integrity, I need to have rules. But the adolescent has come to understand these rules as what my parents gave me. And it's called really the adolescent as it adapts becomes a critical parent, which is everything is based in maybe some biblical stuff, maybe some societal things, maybe some things from my parents. So these things are formulated out of something that isn't me. Therefore, I really am not going to be able to adhere to these things. I'm going to change the rules when all of a sudden I look bad. Or I look like I don't know what I'm doing, I'm going to resist and change the rules because the adolescent is terrified of being humiliated, rejected, abandoned. So becoming a spiritual adult is the number one most important thing I could see that anybody could do for our world and for yourself. Because what happens is you need to be operating out of a self-authored set of values. And that's the way I say it. And what that means is, as a child and adolescent, I can only respond out of the past. I can only respond to past experiences, therefore make a choice on the past. And that past can either be coming from a place of child, I don't get enough. I don't get enough of this. I don't get enough of that. I don't have... That's a child's perspective, and the adolescent's perspective is I'm not good enough. So most adults, if you watch them running around in relationships, you'll see that you have some friends that never feel good enough, and you have other friends that never feel like they have enough.
Yeah, we often see people never have enough time to get things done.
And never have time to do it right.
But they have time to do it over again.
Yeah, I have time to do it 3 times, but I really don't have time to do it right. I don't have time to do it that way. Which are all functions of the adolescent. And most of the adolescents are attempting to get done with what they have to do so I can do what I want. So what happens is the adult doesn't really do that because the adult understands when I get to the end, that means I'm dead. It's the end of your life is the end. I'm not hurrying up to finish the obligations. Adolescents are motivated out of duty and obligation. Adult is motivated out of self-authored values. So, and as you know, adolescence was a transformational time in each of our lives. It was a really dramatic time in our lives.
And being we were intense too.
Yes. And being we were being raised by other adolescents who didn't teach us how to do it, the relationship with our parents gets very confrontational because the adolescent ultimately is constantly in control. Control of the environment, control the environment, control the environment to adhere to my past experiences in order to avoid a pain or avoid a rejection or avoid a humiliation of some sort, avoid some sort of pain that hasn't been healed. Or the adult is coming from a set of values. So what we have to do then is understand that in order to be adult, I have to be self-authored. I can't be acting out of the past, because the ego of an awakened adult is, I have enough and I'm good enough. That's really what you have to come to. And the adolescent and the child have no means or method to do that.
Well, I want to make sure we have time to cover this, because now you're starting to get into the how we make this choice and what it involves. I mean, it's extremely relevant to today's society. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive in.
Excellent.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Hey everyone, this is Grace and Rick Paris, and you're tuned in to Synergenetic Living Radio. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about how to become a spiritual adult. And we will take live callers. If you have questions or something's come up, 800-930-2819.
Okay, so I was just starting to talk about values, right? And these values are going to be where you begin to be a person of character. So people often say, well, I want creativity and I want love and I want these values, right? And And those are all beautiful values. But most of the time, people are picking values that the adolescent has decided, those would be cool. If I had all those values, I'd be super cool. So you can't just pick a value. And the values are really going to end up being your ideals. They need to be on a personal level. They need to be ideals. You need to be able to have a value that you're not going to change. You know, like I just read this really terrible book actually this week.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F.
Yeah, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, right? And I read it because I was like, wow, a million people read this book. Maybe I want to see what they're – it was awful. It was just terrible advice. But anyway, what he was basically suggesting on one hand, which was beautiful, that we need values. We need to live by values. The other thing was he was telling people what those values should be. And, you know, that is a very personal thing. And everybody will have a different set. You may share some ideals. You may share some values. The reason you want it to be an ideal is so you don't change it. It's something for the rest of my life. Like if self-love is my ideal, I am never going to have all the self-love I could receive. I'm always going to be learning more about loving myself. So you want it to be an ideal, not just not anything that can't continue, that isn't open to more and more.
And they're qualities that come naturally to you. Like there should be an ease and an elegance to it. You know, if you pick creativity as your value and you haven't created something in like 3 months, that's probably a good indication that that's not your value. It's someone else's.
Well, yeah.
Right? And I mean, if creativity is your value, it should be something that you thrive on and you can't live without. So yeah, it should really light you up. It should come easy. And that's what I love so much about this. This is a path to elegant growth.
Yeah. So the reason that you want it to be how you know it's a value, let's say. How do I know what's my value and what's not something my adolescent or my child values? And so the way that you know that is, for instance, after doing this for many years, I have probably, I think 20, I don't even know how many, like roughly 27 or 30 values that I operate from. They're not memorized, but they are incorporated. There's been time spent. I can't memorize them. I don't memorize things well anyway, but communication, you know, here I am on the radio. This is me expressing one of my values. Communication is a value of mine. And so by living that value for a lengthy amount of time, it's led me to being here on this show. It led me to speaking. It led me because I love good communication. I love quality communication. You know, my communication is why the radio works so well. It is often a lot coming from my end and not so much on someone else's. You know, it's an imbalanced dialogue usually having a communication with me, but that's just part of who I am. I have a lot to share and I want to get it out. And so I do so. But communication is a value of mine. Now, how do you know it's a value? How do you know it's your value? Because it's exciting. The way that you choose your first set of values, because there has to be a transformational moment between my teenage experience and my adult experience. There has to be a line in the sand. And if I'm going to have a line in the sand that says I'm not going to be these things anymore, I'm going to be these new set of things. So over that line, I have to create a space before I even step over that line. And these values are that space that you'll be creating. So anything that really turns you on, anything that when you think about it, excites you. You know, like you feel your emotional integrity, your emotional experience of who you are lift. Like, you know, some people might not, no, I'm not really into integrity, but you know, or communication, but I love honesty. I really can't feel fully and complete anywhere I go without a sense of honesty. You know, so I'm going to live that. And it's not going to be honesty that I expect out of others, but I'm not really honest. You've got to not only live that value, you're going to want to expect that value from others. Not that they have to have it, but if someone's not going to honor your value, you're not going to feel good around them. because here's this emotional experience I get out of this ideal that makes me feel good. If somebody doesn't honor my value, I'm not going to feel good in that environment. So it's something that you're going to clearly be able to define. You're clearly going to be able to stand in it easily because it's an exciting place to stand. So the more values that you can create for yourself, the more facets to your personality, to your character.
Well, and I want to add something, that it's a place to stand because it gives you boundaries. It's like
these self-authored boundaries.
Exactly. It's like, these are the things I'm willing to do and not do. So it's very easy to know when to say yes or no, or how to respond. And
from an adult position, effortlessly.
Yeah.
You will know, okay, let's say I have a value of communication and I'm looking at a particular job. Well, is this job like I do at home and I don't see anybody and I don't talk to anybody all day? So it's not really honoring this value of communication, maybe. Or maybe it can, but you get the point I'm trying to make is you don't make any decisions where that value isn't easy to express and fully expressed, and a place where I can express more of that value, because that's how every day I'm going to feel even better about what it is I'm doing, because I'm learning about something that excites me. I'm learning every day more about communication. So what you're doing now.
Well, and you're learning more about yourself.
Didn't I say that?
You said you're learning more about communication.
Yeah, and yourself.
Right. Yes. I think that's an important thing to point out. It's like,
this is all about being an adult, really. This is all about you being yourself. So the whole big conversation is, this is for you to be yourself, in case anybody doesn't know what that meant. I meant by that, this is for you to be yourself, your real self, a self that not the adolescent defines, not the child defines, but the experience so far in my life has led me to understand I like intimacy. I like love. I like communication. I like honesty. These are the things that turn me on. These are the things that make it easy for me to thrive and easy to just be me fully in the moment. Now I don't have to think about what I'm going to say, because if I'm living my values, what I'm going to say has to do with the character. And by saying and enforcing in my own way, maybe enforcing isn't the right way, but just living those gives me integrity. People are going to know how I'm going to act. If somebody says something dishonest from me, I'm going to say, whoa, wait a minute. That's a lie. You just lied. You know, I'm going to stand up for that, because not only am I going to feel good in doing so, I'm also making sure I create the environment that everything is copacetic for me. And it's not, you don't have to make people wrong, but nothing wrong with pointing out a judgment that's made from discernment, that the adolescent judges people out of a negative judgment, something that they think isn't good or they don't like. So the adolescent is constantly trying to figure out what's the right thing to say right now. They said that. Now I don't know what to say. Well, let me think about it. And you know, one of the things about
or the
texting,
worst is like when you're like, you've said something and then later on you're like, did I say the right thing? And you're wondering and you're like picking apart what you just did. Yeah, it's awful.
That's what the adolescent's always doing.
There's you were no saying real, with texting.
Yeah, with texting, you know, it's in texting the way that we communicate today. I don't really I can wait a while and think about what I'm going to say rather than just voice where I am. And so the beginning of doing this, you really only need one value. One value will change everything. Of course, you will find more, because let's say you just run off of communication. Well, the way you do this to make sure you're over this line between adolescence and adulthood is, if a situation comes up, now this is where you have to think for a minute. If this comes up, am I going to express my communication? Am I going to be able to express my self-love in this decision I'm about to make? If that decision is no, or I don't think so, then you have to say no out of the character and integrity for yourself and the self-love for yourself. I have to say no, it's not good for me. So if all your decisions you start basing off this set of values, you have now separated yourself from the way the adolescent makes up their mind. You have now put yourself in a new position and it's self-authored. it's not coming from the values of the church or my parents or society or my group of peers. It's coming from me. And it's easy to know when you drop a value because you're not going to feel good. When all of a sudden you don't feel good, you're really, an adolescent doesn't know why. Well, I don't feel good because you did da 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 da, and they get involved in the outside experience again instead of realizing, oh, I'm not honoring these values right now. That's why I feel a loss. I'm feeling a loss because I'm not adhering to my set of values. So at first it takes some will because you're trying to change a pattern. And to change that pattern, you've got to be able to use will. And will's a muscle. To be a willful person requires that I have something to hold. Well, the adolescent, since it changes all the time, it has a will. Adolescence, but it's a control. They can be very willful in what they do and very dominating. See, the adult is going for dominion. Not domination. Domination is what the adolescent employs because logic and reason stems from dominating a situation and analyzing a situation rather than dominion, figuring out how to synthesize in a situation. How do I come into a place where I feel good? That's all I have to worry about. I don't have to worry about what they're doing. I just have to worry about who I am and what I'm doing and these values, which are your personal ideals, will allow that to happen. So let's take a break right now, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, we're back.
Hey, you're listening to Synergenetic Living Radio, and we're talking about living by a set of values. But before we dive even further, if this is resonating with you or you want to connect with us, check us out on the web, www.synergeneticliving.com, or Rick is always on Facebook. Check out our page, Synergenetic Living.
Not always on Facebook. I've heard that.
He likes to be on there.
Yeah, I've been on there a lot lately, actually.
Good conversations.
Okay, so anyway, what I'm trying to understand or help people understand is you create your own reality. So if you can look around the world and it looks like people aren't doing what they say. They're not doing the right thing, and there's such a lack of integrity and a lack of character, and It's like the way that computes in synergenetics is that's a reflection of your unconscious. You're not conscious of not being an adult. I don't understand that. Yeah, I can see that I've never had a transformational choice. And if it, out of the three positions I could be, a child, adolescent, and an adult.
Yeah, it's like, what was that defining moment that you became an adult?
Yeah, where did it happen?
Did you buy a house or?
An adult is the most powerful out of the three positions. So if this is the most powerful position, and I definitely remember becoming an adolescent, but I really don't have any mark in time. Was it my 18th birthday? And then that day, oh, I guess I'm a grown up now.
21, I can drink.
You know, it's like, so what happens is we don't realize we never really had a transformational experience.
Yeah, we don't really have a coming of age in the United States, right? There's no real rites of passage.
There used to be. Many indigenous cultures had a rites of passage, and it was specifically that was the line. That was their line of, you know, like in Indians, the Native American Indians, they would take a young man out and take him on a journey, and they would leave him there.
Or the Aborigines, they go on a walkabout, right?
Yeah, and they would leave you, and you'd wake up in the morning, and you were by yourself. And by the time you got back, you had figured out what you needed to know about yourself. Of course, you also knew that was coming. It wasn't like they shocked you, but they would leave you. So the morning that you woke up was the awakening of your new you. And at that time, you would go through, and you would think about, well, who am I? What? How am I going to contribute when I get back as a different person? They're not going to see me as that same person anymore. So you would be defining that on your walkabout. You'd be figuring out, okay, what am I going to drop? What am I going to let go? What am I going to – all these kind of things that would transform me. And when I got back, everybody treated me different. I was treated as an equal, as an adult. So in our current society, we're not doing that anymore. And so what's happening is the unconscious, all the raw emotions that haven't been processed, that only the adult can actually heal the child and the adolescent in you. Because by the adult is always going for more responsibility. Now, the adolescent hears responsibility and it thinks duty. It has a definition of duty and obligation. It's like, oh, my God, I can't adult anymore. I've been adulting all day. And that's when you know you're not and you're adult. The adult is happy to take the responsibility because the response, it's a responsibility to respond, to ably respond. Empowered choice is responding from this place, from a place of value, from empowered place, where the adolescent is responding from not good enough. Or I'm not getting enough. I'm not getting enough love. Nobody's understanding me. Me. It's, you know, the child's very self-centered and the adolescent can be too. So in order to function, I have to have a place that I decided that, okay, I'm going to start being more true to myself. I want my life to have some peace and some understanding, like to not make decisions based on where's the best money. Well, that's a lot of money over there. Maybe I'm, you know, sacrificing things for this money, but you know, it's a lot of money. And maybe I only have to sacrifice for a few years to do this crappy thing, but in the end, it's going to be great. And then you can't create the reality for that ending because the adolescent has no method or means to create something new. It can only create from the past. So the humiliation and the rejection can it be recreated 3 years down the line, busting my butt, really going for something, which in the end I feel martyred. I feel like I really put everything into this and it just didn't work out. That doesn't happen to the adult. The adult never loses because the adult is always looking through a set of values. What's going on here? Oh, I didn't honor this. I need to do this. Oh, you know what? I didn't realize that creativity is a value of mine and I wasn't honoring my own creativity. So even though I made a choice about quality communication, I didn't realize, yeah, I communicate. I copy somebody else's words down all day. This is a communication, but I don't feel fulfilled because I realize, no, it has to be a creative communication. So the facets start coming in. If you find one thing, it'll change you. But I try to encourage people to have three values that when I think if I were living these three things, how exciting. I even get excited just knowing if I just had to base all my decisions off these three things, how would that change my life? How would I change who I am? So that comes out of the adulthood. The adult knows when to speak up because I have a set of values that is motivating me rather than a past of fear. Like I'm going to get hurt. If I don't do this, if I don't make sure that you're trustworthy, you better be trustworthy. And in the adolescent, really, because they don't know what trust is, they exchange trust as perfection. So somebody has to be perfect if I'm going to trust you. So then you tell the person, well, if you don't call me and you don't text me when you're out with your friends and you don't do this and this, I don't know if I can trust you. Now that's control. That's perfection and control. Control is the antithesis to creativity, freedom, and love. You cannot be in a space of control and create at the same time. So for instance, if your value is love or creativity, you're not going to be able to do it if you're going to be in control because that's the payoff. You know, what's happening in America right now? Everybody's trying to dominate each other. Nobody's free to do anything. You're not even free to approach a woman without worrying, is she going to think I'm some kind of stalker now? Because if I don't say it just right, if I don't, I'm going to get my ass in trouble, right? So people aren't having a basis for a brighter future. I don't have a basis of emotional stability in order to come from a place. Like if I were coming from values and I said something and someone didn't like it and I was honoring my values, I would apologize. Oh, I was just trying to communicate in a creative way and I realized that upset you. But I was really just trying to do it this way and I'm sorry about that. You see, now you've got a basis to explain where you came from. You have a reason to be apologetic. To be able to say sorry, where the adolescent doesn't ever say sorry because the adolescent thinks if I say sorry, that means I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, that means I deserve the humiliation. I deserve the rejection. You see, so all these other things come to play. You lose so much of that negative interference that you're dealing with on the daily. And you're also incorporating something that brings you joy in a graceful way, because when you live your preferences, that's what creates joy. If you live if you fulfill your needs, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, for instance, when you fulfill those, you're happy. But if all you're going for is happiness all the time, you're now in a pattern of addiction. Now I'm addicted to the things I do because they bring me happiness, so I can lose the freedom that I once got out of these things. So the way the adult always supersedes themselves is they always go for preference. And it looks like it's time for a break again. So let's take a break and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Synergenetic Living Radio, and we were just talking about living a life of preference. And it's a perfect time to tune in because I feel like this has helped me a tremendous amount. By living values, you're in essence identifying your personal preferences, which is going to help you live a life of joy.
Exactly. You see, one of the outcroppings of making that transformational choice is because it's a transformational choice, you're going to change. And you're going to change in the most easy, elegant way. Because once you choose your values and you start living them, the outcroppings of that choice bring you joy because my preference is are living these ideals. That's what creates joy. That's what I was saying earlier. The way that you create more joy in your life is the way that you layer your preferences. If I'm living my preference, and to not judge your values, you don't have to tell anybody what they are. For instance, if you have a value that, hey, I like multiple sex partners, that's a value of mine, then I have to be honest in a relationship when I even get into it to say, hey, this is one of my values. I value an open relationship. And let's say that's what you value and you're not ready to tell yet. You're not ready to adopt that as an ideal. Then what you've got to do is just wait, because as you're living your other ones, you will naturally come to the place where you're going to create enough self-esteem, because self-esteem comes from this. You will start earning love because you're going to feel very good when you go after something. So you'll feel love. You'll feel greater love. And that's essentially what self-esteem is, the love that you earn. So what comes out of living a life of ideals is I create joy, I create integrity, I have a character, which are all natural outcroppings of this transformational choice. It's not really brain surgery. But it takes a little bit. I mean, you know, we work with people. When we work with one-on-one with people, oftentimes this is one of the first things we go through.
I'd love to know your thoughts on identifying preferences and desires, because I feel like a lot of women especially, they actually don't really know what they want, need, desire. Like, they're kind of out of touch with
that. Happens a lot. Well, you know, most of the time when a person is – this brings up a whole nother way. And, of course, this philosophy will naturally go into all other areas of your life. You're going to start looking at, why am I doing that? Why am I doing this behavior that I'm really not excited to do? It's coming out of some kind of habit, because I have another set of beliefs that to be a good woman requires me to dot, 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 dot. And these are a bunch of technically values, but they're not mine. Those were my mom's values or the church's values. And I've been living them, and I feel like I'm a good person. I do all the things that I should be doing,
right,
but I don't have any feelings that are supporting that. It's just a bunch of actions. Now, if a person, everybody has shame, but if a person is, excuse me, if a person is particularly seeped in shame, like I have an abundance of shame, which is basically taking my preferences as a child or an adolescent and suppressing them because I didn't get the feedback that they were okay. Somebody else's preference, by living somebody else's preferences, I was able to get the love that I wanted. So I came up with a strategy to live other people's preferences in order to be loved. This is why the lesser ego, the ego of the child and the ego of the adolescent, come from a lack. An adult doesn't come from that position. An adult heals their ego and understands how to utilize the ego. And again, that's another conversation. That's another thing that needs to be understood in order to incorporate it into the whole. Synergenetics has a complete, it's all has a complete integrity. One thing leads into the next. When a person opens up for a healing, it'll open the next environment. So, you know, the negative ego is going to have to be understood now, because if I keep doing the wrong thing, because let's say the ego is the voice in the head that, or I don't get a good feeling when I do it, even though I really want to do it. When I do it, I feel guilty, or I feel bad, or I feel sad. I feel these other things. Thoughts and feelings always go together. They do not. That's the masculine and the feminine in a synergy. It's one operates off the other. Thoughts create feelings, and feelings create thoughts, and thoughts create new feelings, and feelings create new thoughts. And the machine goes around. If you're not moving forward, it's because you're operating out of the past. Now, if you have a program that's based in the past, which is a belief, but in our system, belief precedes experience. So when belief precedes your experience, and I have a belief I made up at 8 years old that, you know what, it's better for me to, in order to earn that esteem from my dad, it was better to get involved in what my dad was and do it well, and then my dad liked me. So it was really good. I ended up being really good at a sport because my dad loved it, and he would come, and it was so amazing, the connection we had at that time. So what I did is I valued this sport, which is really underneath it. The form was the sport, but the function was trying to earn love. But I earned love by doing something for the other rather than doing something out of myself and then seeing the love come back to me, because that's where self-esteem happens. Self-esteem, adolescents are always into outside validation. That's why they never get self-esteem. Self-esteem measured by outside validation crushes self-esteem, because you're not being yourself. I'm going to do whatever it takes for the outside world to love me. So that's part of the adolescent. You could be part of the child as well. So the next thing I have to know, most systems are like, get rid of your negative ego, forget your ego. They don't even call it a negative ego because they don't realize the ego has a positive aspect as well. We live in a duality. And in order to be an advanced person, you have to start looking for the duality in everything. For instance, there is a law of gravity, but why don't we have a law of levity? Why isn't there a law that states when something will float. Gravity has to have a duality. How do plants grow out of the ground if they're being pulled down? There is a law of levity in action. We just haven't noticed. We haven't defined it. So, you know, we call it anti-gravity. No, that's not its own individual thing. You see, logic and reason says, well, if we have gravity, we have anti-gravity. No, we have levity. We just don't know where it is. And of course, that's digressing. But the point I'm trying to make is you have to start looking. You do not have, you have an ego that has a positive aspect and a negative aspect. You have an adolescent in you operating right now that has a positive aspect and a negative. In order to be a functioning adult, I have to heal the negative aspects and pump up the positive aspects of the adolescent. The will that the adolescent had before it was wounded, the creativity, the passion that the adolescent has that so many people lose as adults. You know, that's why they get drunk and party and do all the things they used to do as a teenager when they're partying, because they really don't know how to celebrate as an adult. Because they aren't an adult. They don't really know what that means yet. So I go to the past. Midlife crisis. That's getting to a point in my life of doing all the things I didn't like doing since a teenager. And I just want to do what I want to do now, but I really don't know what that is. So I idealize the past. Get me that car. Get me that young girl. I'm going to be an actor. I'm not going to be a lawyer anymore. And so what happens is they turn their whole life upside down. And 2 years later, they find themselves divorced, alone, driving a red Corvette, feeling not good enough. So this adult thing is imperative. And if the reality is screaming at me that everybody's an adult, if I can identify with that at all, then what's happening is I'm starting to understand that that's a function of my unconscious mind. Because we're trying to evolve here. We're trying to like wake up. Everybody's so into wake up, wake up, wake up. Well, that's the adolescent yelling at everybody else to wake up. I'm awake, even though I'm negative judging everybody who isn't awake, which is a function of the adolescent. It's like waking up is a personal thing. Responsibility to take power is in responsibility. I don't have to do everything, but I want to act on everything. I want to take the responsibility. If someone says, can you do this and this for me? And the adolescent's like, well, I don't really want to do it, but maybe I'll get props for this. Maybe I'll get ahead if I just sacrifice my needs and wants and desires for somebody else. Maybe then I'll get the esteem. And of course, you don't get it. And at the end, half the time, people are martyred. I'm in martyr now because I gave up my weekend for this and you didn't appreciate me and you didn't give me a rise. You didn't even write all the adolescent rhetoric. The adult is just going to say, well, I'm not doing that again because I didn't receive. The adult is looking for receiving. I'm going to act out of my set of values and I'm going to want to receive love. I want to receive. Receiving takes vulnerability. Most people think receiving is waiting around. Oh, I'm receiving. I'm trying to receive here. I'm just waiting for it to happen. No, receiving is being actively engaged, willfully wanting to receive. Receiving is an act of will. It is not waiting. The adolescent sees it as waiting. So without this new measuring device, all I can do is keep labeling everything as I once did. And so these emotions that are coming up from the past elevate because I haven't dealt with them. I haven't really felt those up. I haven't healed those. So now all these suppressed emotions are coming out of my unconscious mind, which makes the world look like it's not awake, makes the world look like it's an adolescent, when really it's my unconscious that is being reflected in the expression, because I haven't dealt with what's stuffed in my unconscious, because the adolescent does nothing but stuff everything into the background. I don't like that. I'm negative judging everything. The adolescent negative judges. The adult does not. It makes judgments, discerning judgment based on value. The adolescent just negative judges everything because it's black and white. It's you're with me or against me. And if you're not with me, I'm going to pretend you're against me because I don't really know how to navigate that. So being a spiritual adult is critical. You cannot really wake up if you're not willing to be an adult and not the adolescence version of adult. It has to be your own rendition. Waking up is becoming conscious. Becoming conscious is a reflection of self-authorship. To be an authority means I'm self-authored. So thank you so much for listening to us.
Yeah, please do check us out on the web, synergeneticliving.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we're here every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time. And next week, we will be having more enlightening conversations.
So I guess we haven't decided what we're talking about next week.
No, we do.
What is it?
I can't remember.
Oh, never mind. It's okay. We don't have to know that right now. We'll let you know what we're going to talk about next week. Okay. Thank you very much for listening, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Tune in on Transformation Talk Radio for the latest on Synergenetic Living Radio with Rick and Grace Paris. Learn how to get clear on the life you desire. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. Rick and Grace will teach you the art of utilizing the future to create the now with a sense of artistic and absolute power, having dominion without domination. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, or to download an episode of Synergenetic Living Radio, visit synergeneticliving.com.